T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is amazing. Did anyone see this story about Northwestern? So Jeff Sessions came to speak to the Republican kids. You know, every college has like their young Republicans. And the Northwestern newspaper covered it and ran a story. And it included pictures of Jeff Sessions and protesters. And a lot of people said that they were having PTSD and having a meltdown, and they were traumatized by the fact that Jeff Sessions, war criminal, was there to speak. And now they're re-traumatized by the fact that they covered the story and they included pictures of protesters. And so they issued, you can find it real easy and read it, they issued this page-long apology. And this is like the, I think it's the number one J school in the country, and apologized to the kids and said they'd never do that again. They don't want to traumatize anyone. All they did was cover a story about a speaker. That's it.
Yeah.
The story wasn't, you know, hail the coming hero, Jeff Sessions. The protesters showed up to a public event to get attention and protest, and they had their pictures taken and published, and they're threatening to sue, and I have emotional damage, and they actually published a one-page apology that they would never do that again because it was heartless and reckless.
They would never cover something
again. Happening at their school. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
You know, there are people in the world who have actually been through trauma and hardships and faced things that would be hard to get over. But when you're traumatized by a photo of a politician or a photo of protests, you are looking for a reason to be a victim. You are ridiculous. You should be ashamed, because there are people out there who have actually lived through some stuff and hold their head high every day and don't go around whining and complaining about every little thing. You are a spoiled brat.
Yep. Triggered
and
by
shame
Jeff Sessions.
On whoever printed that stupid apology. Shame on them.
I don't even care for Jeff Sessions. I didn't think he was a good attorney general, but he was the attorney general of the United States. He's going to be a person that is it. The kind of person that you want to be out speaking, whether you agree with them or not. I want people on both sides that have high profiles out talking about their message and why they believe the way that they do. We're talking about Republicans and Democrats. We're not talking about Nazis. We're just talking about American politicians. And if you are so triggered, and not only if you see the pictures of these protesters, there are a lot of the Antifa-type protesters who have their faces covered. So they're such heroes and warriors, but they don't even have the guts to show their face when they're out protesting and committing this freaking violence.
Seriously, if you're an actual like victim of abuse, or you've been to war and come back and you've seen actual atrocious things and have actually been traumatized in your life, what do you think when you hear something like that from someone who's making up a reason to apologize? Exactly.
Because of the
how fragile are you?
Because of the mental anguish you put upon me by writing a story about the former attorney general of the United States coming to speak at a college.
I'm reading from this apology. One area of our reporting that harmed many students was our photo coverage of the event. Some protesters found photos posted to the reporters' Twitter accounts re-traumatizing and invasive. Those photos have since been taken down. On the one hand, as the paper of record for Northwestern, we want to ensure students, administrators, and alumni understand the gravity of events that took place Tuesday night. However, we decided to prioritize the trust and safety of students who were photographed.
And they also say nothing is more important to us than our students' feelings.
Yes.
Oh. No school in America would even issue an apology like that if they had Louis Farrakhan speak.
No.
For
sure. And people could make a legitimate protest against a speaker like that, but you would never apologize for that and somehow be labeled racist if you had a problem with Louis Farrakhan speaking.
Yep.
That's it. Go ahead.
You want all these? No, I didn't. I was just frustrated. I didn't really have anything. I was going to say I want all of these people to be able to go out and speak, so we all know what their message is, and
right.
We all know where they all stand, and then we can all make an educated decision on which side we want to support.
Man, when they make statements like that, like "we apologize," "I'm sorry for traumatizing you," nothing is more important than our students' feelings. You are doing nothing but setting those students up for failure, because feelings are not the most important thing. They're not. I know there's an entire generation who's been raised to believe that that is true and that your feelings are the number one priority of everyone out there. But in real life, it doesn't work like that. And unless you can learn to control your emotions and to control your feelings and work through them in a healthy way and realize that not everything's going to go your way all the time, you are going to be so incredibly unhappy for your entire life.
And think about the precedent you're setting.
Well, it's one thing to say, I have a college professor and this person is abusing me in some way, and even if it's a stupid thing. But it's another to say journalism is traumatizing.
Something you didn't have.
Right.
You didn't have to look at it. You didn't have to consume it. You could have looked at it, and if it upset you, you could have put it in the recycle bin and moved on with your day.
If you wanted a description of journalism, you'd say, okay, like finding out there's an event, covering it accurately in words and photos. That's sort of what journalism is. That's exactly what they did. And the same people who showed up to get attention and protest are the same people saying that they were re-traumatized.
Because these people are bullies. They're not. It has to be their way or it's no way.
I wish I were there to see them get their comeuppance. I would like to see them run into the blender that is life. When they run into their first person who not only doesn't give a rat's ass about their feelings, they use their feelings to manipulate them, and then they just get screwed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.